The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got so much to talk about, so let's get right to it. So e-cigarettes are now found to instantly damage the lungs. We're not talking about casually over multiple years. They are now found to instantly damage the lungs, causing inflammation for at least a half an hour after inhaling. Researchers found that after using the devices, people's airways became obstructed and their lungs became inflamed. Now, who should not deal with any inflammation of their lungs or not feel any more obstruction than they already have? Asthmatics. Because what happens with asthmatics is they suffer from pulmonary obstruction and inflammation. So basically, if you want to become an asthmatic, just e-cig. That's what I infer from this. Electronic cigarettes, they say, are quote-unquote not safe, and further investigation into their long-term effects is needed. Commenting on the study, the British Lung Foundation acknowledged that vaping can harm the lungs, but it was far less harmful than smoking. They said it added stopping smoking as the best thing most people with a lung disease could do for their health. So now there's going to be this debate on whether we should, if you have an asthmatic who smokes, which is worse, the fact that the asthmatic is smoking or the fact that the asthmatic is vaping. They say more than e-cigs are now the most popular form of support to stop smoking. It's already overtaken gum and patches. This was a study coming out of the University College London. So they say, as part of the new study, the team looked at 54 cigarette and e-cig smokers aged 18 to 31. So a very small study. Of these, 27 had mild controlled asthma and the others were healthy. Researchers measured their lung function after they smoked regular cigarettes and inhaled e-cigs. They measured how much their airways were obstructed using an instrument called an oscillometer. Then they tested whether their lungs had become inflamed, looking at how much nitric oxide was inhaled. Nitric oxide is this gaseous molecule that your respiratory cells make as a response to an inflammatory response. When testing for asthma and other respiratory diseases, doctors will test for nitric oxide. So the researchers found that these e-cigs triggered worse results on both tests than people who did not use the devices. And if you're an asthmatic, whoo, well, Nelly, it looked bad. So, writing in the paper, they said electronic cigarettes immediately impairs lung function, lasting for less than 30 minutes after smoking. So, you know, here you are, you're trying to quit smoking, you're trying to do what you think is good. You already suffer from some sort of lung issue because, you know, many times the reason why you want to quit smoking is because you obviously aren't feeling, let's say, your best. And I think a lot of people with asthma don't realize they have asthma. So now here you are, and we're telling you, nope, don't put anything in your mouth that could inflame you. But here's the thing. This is common sense. Okay? This isn't anything new. You're putting a vapor into your lungs. Okay? I understand you guys put vapors into your lungs when you use Preventil or albuterol. Many of us use rescue inhalers, and we take a puff of those. And so we're very comfortable with putting things into our mouths and breathing it in and thinking it's fine. These haven't been tested like that. That's what's so scary, people. These haven't been tested. So I would say definitely hold off. And I would personally find another way to quit smoking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a lot of you guys run, and I think that's great, but many of you get blisters when you run. Well, a very simple, cheap thing you could do could prevent blisters. And so they say surgical tape, especially the paper tape, seem to do really, really well. And if you tape up your foot, then the areas that usually blister hopefully won't blister then. Dr. Lippman, he says you could get a roll at drugstores, probably about 360 feet for surgical tape for under $10 if you buy it online. The tape is thinner as compared to Band-Aids and moleskin, which is used. Yeah, I would just tell people to bandage up, you know, so they have that barrier. The tape isn't as sticky, and it's not as suffocating as duct tape, which unfortunately a lot of people turn to when they try not to get blisters. Now, for some people, blisters are everywhere, especially when you run like that, and they're a real problem. And, you know, think about if you're diabetic. This could have an application for that. God forbid you have diabetes, you have a new pair of shoes, you always blister, or you irritate the skin in a new pair of shoes. Maybe paper tape your foot, wrap it around the areas that will get blistered, and then when you take it off, it doesn't even rip the hair off your feet. I mean, it's really kind of nice. Let me see. They say friction is the main cause of blisters. The skin surface rubs against the inner side of the shoe or anything else, and then the back-to-back stress makes the cells, the epidermis start to inflame. And the reason why it does that is because it wants to build a barrier. Your skin is trying to protect you. It doesn't like your shoe. The skin can't stand your shoe, especially if it's rubbing against it. So the skin needs to protect you because it thinks the shoe is trying to get into its wall, break down the wall to get to your body. Your skin is supposed to protect your heart. It's supposed to protect your brain. How does it do it? It does that indirectly. So your skin will then try to form layers. And one of the best layers is fluid. So what your skin does, because your skin is dry, one way for the skin to recruit fluid as an extra wall or boundary is the process of blistering. Makes sense? And then I know you guys want to pop the blister, and then the fluid goes all over the place, and then unfortunately you have very delicate skin. You got dermal layer. That's why it's so red and tender underneath. But it's a body's mechanism. So blisters, well, get some paper tape. And if you have any diabetics in the house, talk to your diabetic doctor, talk to their podiatrist. If they think that's a good idea, it's a great idea to prevent blisters. There's also, I think, something you could do in terms of socks, where they say you could double up on the socks I just don't want the feet to sweat because then they get stinky. But this is a pretty cool way to prevent blisters. So well done. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get right to it. Zika is back in the news, and we are being told some 10 things we could do to keep ourselves safe from Zika. Now, Zika obviously is becoming more and more widespread now in the United States, and it is now present in 30 states, including California and Puerto Rico. And remember yesterday we talked about that there are certain cities at risk. One city was as high north as Philadelphia, another one as high north as New York City. So this is going to be ridiculous and scary ridiculous. So according to the LA Times, they are already getting Californians ready because there have been 29 confirmed cases of travel-associated Zika as of April 6th. So travel-associated Zika means somebody goes out of the country, gets Zika, and then brings it back. Okay, so that's travel-associated, as opposed to sexually transmitted Zika, where somebody goes to the Caribbean or Mexico, comes back, has sex with somebody, and now they have Zika. So this is travel-associated Zika, which I have to admit, not a lot of cases considering. This could be way worse, but let's not press it, okay? 29 is enough. They say none of the 346 confirmed cases nationwide are attributed to actual bites from local mosquitoes. Now, keep in mind, this number is very small because we just don't have enough people, unfortunately, going to the doctor. Remember, many people do not feel this. So if they don't feel it, are they going to be inclined to go to the doctor and say, hey, I'm here, and check me out? So it's, I think, a very, very big underestimation. All right, so they say, here are the 10 ways. They say, let me see here. Okay, they say areas affected by Zika include Mexico, Central America, South America, Caribbean. There's a map on the CDC website. If you're pregnant, don't travel there. Okay, we've talked about that. They say don't travel to areas below 6,500 feet in altitude where Zika has been reported. The one thing about these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that are pretty resilient is we don't think they like high altitude. So there's a good chance that if you live up in Denver, you may be good. If you live up in Lake Tahoe, I think what, Lake Tahoe is like 6,300? I have to double check. But 6,500 feet in altitude, you're probably okay. They said if you booked your trip, see if you could cancel and receive a refund. If you can't get a refund, then go to your local news station and rip on the company that won't give you a refund. That seems to be how everybody else does it these days. If you're pregnant and your partner has visited an affected area, the CDC says you got to use a condom or not have sex. Experts say Zika virus could be in the semen for months, posing the risk of sexually transmitted disease. At one point, they said wait 4 weeks. Then they said 8 weeks. There are current guidelines being put out. I would just say right now, condoms and avoid it. All right, we'll move on. The EPA. There are Environmental Protection Agency's registered insect repellents that contain DEET. They have DEET, picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus, or IR3535. They say make sure you apply it to all exposed skin. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I'm going skinny dipping. Well, then I guess spray it there, too. Number four, they say read directions and apply the insect repellent correctly. Travelers should also put sunscreen on. Many of you guys go, well, wait a second. Do I put the sunscreen on before the repellent or outside the repellent? What I'd recommend is do the sunscreen as your base, then put the insect repellent on top of that. If you lather up the insect repellent from the sunscreen, the mosquitoes will still come to you. So the sunscreen has to be first. According to Dr. Diane Summers, who's a public health specialist, she says, apply and let the sunscreen dry before using insect repellent, and then you want the mosquito to land on the repellent, not your sunscreen. Although I've seen some of these sunscreens, they're so lathery and they're so oily that the mosquito might just kind of fall and slip off, but that's neither here nor there. An insect repellent she recommends has 20 to 35% of the chemical DEET, more than 35% of the chemical known as diethyltoluamide. That could unfortunately irritate the skin. So only do 20 to 35%. Okay? There's also how-to videos from the National Pest Management Association. Number five, minimize exposed skin and wear light-colored long-sleeve shirts and pants. So for some reason, the mosquitoes don't like to go to the light. I think they like darker because they want to, remember, they're dark. They don't want to stand out on a neon green shirt. So, oh, wait a second. Oh, yeah. So they're drawn to more of the dark colors. Wear clothing that is treated with permethrin. Now, permethrin we use for lice. It's an insecticide. And so there's Insect Shield has a permethrin treatment for fabrics that offer protection through 70 machine washings. So basically you spray your clothes with permethrin or the scabies lice spray. They're sprays. You put that on your clothes, and under your clothes you already have the DEET. That is close to 100% from what I'm hearing. Outdoor clothing manufacturer Ex Officio introduced Insect Shield garments in 2004, and they include shirts, pants, hoodies, so they are already pre-treated. Treat your own clothes, shoes, tents with permethrin spray, and then sleep under mosquito nets with windows and doors closed or securely screened if there are no air conditioning. I really like to see a mosquito net. That's got to be very, very fine Can you imagine that a mosquito won't be able to sneak in? I'm sure mosquitoes can sneak in. They're real tiny suckers. Make sure there's no standing water outside your lodging because mosquito eggs hatch in the water, and they get very frisky. They love to have sex around these little water pool areas. They're like, you know, man, it's like Hawaii. So, again, they get very, very frisky, early morning, dusk, that kind of thing. So be careful. And then make yourself less appealing to mosquitoes by wearing deodorant and avoid drinking a lot of beer. This is very interesting. Apparently, mosquitoes are drawn to stinky bacteria on our skin and odors such as beer breath. Because remember, beer is a, beer has already been fermented. And so a lot of sour things ferment, kind of. So beer breath is like a fermented type of smell, and mosquitoes seem to like that. So the CDC yesterday said, or 2 days ago, I think, said it's going to seek $1.9 billion in emergency funding from Congress to help develop a vaccine against the disease. And right now they believe there are hundreds of thousands of infections currently going on in Puerto Rico. So this is some serious stuff. So we'll keep you guys posted. And those are 10 ways for you to protect yourself. Hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In breaking news, the affluenza team, Ethan Couch, okay, who was the center of this international manhunt, he was the one where he, you know, the affluenza, where he unfortunately, I guess, was driving under the influence, killed, I believe, was it four people? I need to double check. And I guess his excuse was his wealth. It was a very, very famous case. He had been put on probation back in 2013 after killing four people while driving drunk at the age of 16. And his psychologist that was hired by the defense testified that he was a product of affluenza, a term he used to describe Ethan's irresponsible lifestyle associated with his affluent upbringing. So, anyway, he fled to Mexico with his mom, was found. And he obviously violated the terms of his probation from this deadly drunk driving case, and he missed a court-mandated check-in, has been sentenced to 180 days in jail for each of the four charges he faces, which brings him to about 4 years. The jail time is said to be served consecutively, so he's going to be in jail now for 720 days. That could be 10 days shy of 2 years. He really should get more. Judge Wayne Salvant determined that Couch, once released, will not be able to consume alcohol or leave Tarrant County without permission. I don't understand the mother. I think they took him to Puerto Vallarta. Is that where they went? I don't know. So they went to a resort Mexican town. And I don't understand how the mom. I mean, you know, I can understand a stupid kid. But, you know, really the mom? Okay, honestly, you guys think you could hide out in Mexico? Couch turned 19 years old this week, making him an adult under Texas law, and was previously sentenced to 10 years probation. So he and his mom were apprehended. I think he got a haircut or something happened and somebody noticed them and then called the police. And, you know, and here's the thing. Okay, so, this kid, I you know, I hate making an example of somebody, you know, for all, you know, what all these, you know, other kids may do. But we really have a problem here with kids not being responsible and being able to get away with everything they're getting away with. And I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, I mean, I think jail time absolutely is first and foremost. I'm just surprised he's getting so little. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've got a little bit of breaking news in the tech world. I'm sure many of you guys heard that Verizon workers are on strike. Tens of thousands of Verizon workers on the East Coast have walked off the job today after the company and two labor unions failed to reach a new agreement by 6 a.m., which was the deadline set by the unions. And this was more than 8 months after their contracts expired. The Verizon strike, involving about 36,000 workers, is now one of the largest in recent years. I don't know if I have Verizon. I may. So I guess if any of you try to reach me and my phone doesn't work, that's why. Just email me. The workers who are resisting proposed cuts to pension benefits and rule changes that would make it easier for the company to outsource work are expected to pick in hundreds of Verizon facilities from Virginia to Massachusetts. They say 99% of the striking employees work for the company's wireline business, which is the traditional landline phone service as well as its fiber optic network. Now, the fiber optic network provides the internet, phone, and video service, so we're screwed. The presence of a small group of Verizon wireless workers among the strikers gives their union, which is called the Communications Workers of America, the right to picket Verizon wireless stores as well. Ooh, ouch. So they say the picketing could be an important tactical advantage because the company's wireless business is far larger and more profitable and is growing more rapidly than its wireline business. They offer wireline services in 9 states, including 15 million phone lines. I don't know. I mean, okay, so when I see somebody picket, it does, pull at my heartstrings. I'll see people picket, and I'm like, oh, no, they need more money. They're not able to feed their kids. They're not able to. So when I look at it that way, immediately it starts to pull at my heartstrings. But lately, we've been seeing a lot of picketing. Not more from a sour grapes perspective. I'm not saying all picketers are sour graping. But before, when you saw picketing and you were like, look, they can't work. They're unable to work because of, we think back to when the labor union started back in the 1800s during the Industrial Revolution. People were working, 16-hour shifts. They weren't getting fed. They were getting very crappy pay. They weren't getting taken care of if they got hurt by the job. So how we were taught, in school about picketers and laborers was that. So that's one of the most immediate things you sense when you see that. Then you start to hear, well, wait a second, they want more money. They don't want to take cuts like we all have to take cuts. What they're now trying to do is ruin business, so they're picketing to ruin the business. And then, you start to get these mixed emotions. And I don't really know where I stand right now on unions. I love the idea of not being beaten up by the big corporations. But on the other hand, we all have had to take some major cuts. Most of us don't have, then I'm not saying they should suffer like we do, but when most of the country now has very, very crappy insurance because of Obamacare, this is probably the big thing that I'm really frustrated with and I can't wrap my head around. Okay, so a lot of the unions, from what we understand, were very pro the people in place that put the Affordable Health Care Act together. Okay, and were very Democrat-leaning. And so I don't understand why they then get to be immune to the damage that was done. If they're the ones that voted for this, then they should feel it just like the rest of us. So for those of us that called, Obama and Pelosi on it, for those of us that said, look, our health insurance is going to be ruined. We're going to have, we're going to lose our jobs, or we're going to get paid less, or we're going to have crappy deductibles, or we're going to lose our doctor. For those of us that predicted it, okay, we're suffering, right? Well, then the people who voted should not be scot-free. They should feel it too. And so when unions start to fight back because, we don't want our jobs cut and we don't want our pay cut and we don't want to lose our health benefits. Well, that if we're all in this together, if you vote for a bill that's a very socialistic bill, then you need to toe the line and not be hypocritical and deal with it with us. You voted for this. And so when you end up seeing unions kind of go back the other way, going, no, we still want to have all our benefits, we don't want to tolerate this, we aren't going to tolerate the cuts, we aren't going to tolerate this, or that, you're like, wait a second here, okay, I thought we were all in this together, you shouldn't have voted for that then. And the unions have such a powerful vote that if you're going to vote and use that power to vote, then you need to feel, whether it's a benefit or a deficit, you need to feel the effects of what you voted for. And that's what I find not fair. So, I I'm not really sure what's going on with Verizon. I mean, if the companies are outsourcing because healthcare now is very expensive, if they're outsourcing because of the minimum wage hikes and all the new rules and regulations and all the new changes that are taking place, then, if I was that union, I would say, look, I understand we voted for this. But it just doesn't seem that way. It seems like, yeah, we voted for this. but you have to make it work anyway. And I don't know. I just don't understand that. And so now they're going to pick it. And so, I love freedom of speech, and I love being able to voice, what you feel strongly about or what you're passionate about. But just on that sign, can you please add, I voted for this. I know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Facebook has a bot platform to transform entire injuries. Have you guys heard about this? They want businesses to adopt bots, B-O-T-S, that are supposed to communicate with their customers on its messenger service in the hope that it's going to open up its artificial intelligence tools to companies and then later transform industries. It's the world's largest social network right now, okay? And they have this messenger platform, and they're going to partner with Bank of America, online travel, Expedia, Burger King, etc., news organizations like CNN, etc. And the bots are artificial intelligently powered computer systems that could respond to human requests. And so I guess it's supposed to later kill all other apps. And it's going to then make the way where you want to order a pizza or you want to buy something, you use your Facebook Messenger bot. It has to, I don't know. All right. I guess this is, to me, a little freaky. You know what I mean? Because now Mark Zuckerberg will know what I like to order. He'll know what I like to order on my pizza. I think I would really like a little bit of privacy here. I really love the landlines. Let me just order my pizza and order my junk food and buy my toilet paper and travel to wherever I want to travel in privacy, please. So I guess it's, they have, I think, 900 million monthly users. They're going to chat with automated systems to perform simple tasks, such as ask for information, submit orders, and discuss shipping. They will also be able to communicate with bots run by news organizations, asking for the latest headlines on particular topics. The social network is betting that people are tiring of downloading a new app for functions they do not use every day and find surfing the mobile web clunky. By deploying these bots with Facebook Messenger, people will be able to communicate with companies without having to remember extra usernames and passwords and with the context of their previous interactions recalled by the software. And I got to tell you, man, that's something I would go for. I cannot stand the fact that I got to remember passwords. I don't remember all the half a dozen different passwords plus that I have. And I love the idea that they remember the type of pizza I like or how I like to travel or, you know, it's obviously always Coach. So interesting. We got these bots. And, I guess instead of robot, now, I don't know, bot, I guess, sounds cooler. So, well, yeah, I gotta hand it to Facebook. I mean, they really are on top of things in terms of, I wouldn't be surprised if they start to launch a healthcare Facebook doctor sort of thing. You know, I wouldn't be shocked. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is a better way for you to wash your hands. I know many of you guys don't want to hear this, but I guess this is the only place where you will hear it. Apparently, there is a science behind it. And scientists at Glasgow Caledonian University in Scotland said after observing us as doctors and nurses and people, etc., wash our hands so halfway by rubbing our hands together for 20 seconds, singing the ABCs, and then rinsing, we're washing our hands all wrong. So they have come up with a six-step, actually, they say the World Health Organization's six-step hand washing technique is the most effective, reducing bacteria by 21% compared to the three-step method that many of us do, backed by the CDC. So they go, first, you need to lather your hands with soap, okay? But lathering is just the first of six steps. We got six steps, people. Okay, then you have to rub the backs of your hands, the backs of your fingers, between the fingers, rotating rubbing of the thumbs, then fingers in the opposite palm. This is according to the Telegraph. To determine which technique was best, scientists watched 42 doctors and 78 nurses wash their hands with an alcohol-based rub. Those who used the three-step technique saw the average bacterial count on their hands fall from 3.08 colony-forming units, CFUs, per milliliter to 2.68. That's huge, okay? The six-step method took 25% longer to complete for an average of 42.5 seconds. Okay, 42 seconds. That's a long time. I've been talking about the story less than that. So they think that's why 65% of providers completed the entire hand hygiene process despite participants having instruction on technique in front of them. Remember there was an article yesterday that came out that doctors stink at washing their hands? So this, okay, so I guess you got to go in and out of the fingers. By the way, they're wrong. They didn't even mention the nails. Why didn't they talk about washing under the nails? See, to me, that's pretty important. So they need to address that. Fast food could expose a person to potentially harmful chemicals known as phthalates. Now, we've talked about phthalates. Not only are phthalates difficult to pronounce, but they're bad for you. People who consume lots of fast food tended to have high levels of phthalates in the urine that were 24% to 40% higher than people who rarely ate takeout. They say we found statistically significant associations between the amount of fast food consumed in the prior 24 hours and the levels of two particular phthalates in the body. Now, the study didn't say fast food definitely causes it. It just they found it very odd that after we ate fast food for about a day, we had these extra components in our urine. They were called di-2-ethylhexylphthalate, DEHP, and diisononyl phthalate, DINP. What do they use these for? Well, they use it to make plastics flexible. They can be found in food packaging, food processing machinery, etc. So, makes perfect sense. Now, Congress has already banned the use of this in children's toys, baby bottles, Binkies, and it has temporarily banned DINP for the same uses. So this is according to the Environmental Working Group. So how the hell is it showing up in our urine? So now what do they do? Well, it could cause birth defects, it could cause behavioral problems, it could cause childhood chronic illnesses like asthma, and it could affect male fertility. And I think it could also cause disruption of the endocrine system in women and men as well. So these chemicals, my guess, is it's leaching into the food from packaging that's either stored when it's cooked or when it's not cooked. And fast food could even pick up the phthalates from vinyl gloves that restaurant workers wear to prevent food poisoning. So you know how you go to a fast food place and they're wearing gloves and you're like, oh, good, they're wearing gloves, great, now I'm not going to get sick? Well, you could be picking up plastic or this phthalate stuff from those plastic gloves. Now, I would rather pick up a phthalate than a piece of poo-poo sitting on their hands, so I'll take the gloves. But they say, according to Dr. Swan, to reduce exposure to phthalates, my recommendation always is to minimize exposure to processed foods, and the ultimate processed food platform is fast food restaurant. Oh, Lord have mercy. I know. Listen, somebody's got to report it. All right. So, the U.S. National Restaurant Association did not respond to a request for comment on the new findings. What are they supposed to say? I mean, oh my gosh. Okay, they're supposed to serve you food that tastes good, that was able to withstand packaging and trucking and transport and freezing. They say grains and meats most significantly contributed to the phthalate exposure, like bread, cake, pizza, burritos, rice dishes, and noodles. That was breakfast today for me. So, I don't know. It stinks when you hear that what you're eating is going to hurt you. It really does. So, we just have to, got to just live with it. All right. A lot of us get bloated. So, we have a list of foods that we may need to avoid if we don't want to get bloated. Because when we get bloated, we toot. One of my favorite products out there is Beano, because it helps you deal with a lot of the beans and vegetables, etc., and onions that you can't eat. So here's a list of foods that can make you bloated, which is why a lot of people unfortunately avoid to keep their tummies flat, but it's healthy. Cruciferous vegetables. So cruciferous vegetables like your broccolis and your cauliflowers and your cabbage, those are supposed to be pretty healthy. Yet, unfortunately, you may not have the enzymes to digest this. If you don't have the enzymes, you start to get gas because you get bowel slowing and it's not fun at all. Beans and roots vegetables. Beans obviously make you toot for a variety of reasons because a lot of us do not have the enzymes to digest them. Lentils contain phytic acid. Phytic acid also leads to bloating, which is why I never eat lentil soup. Please don't give me lentil soup. But if you soak them in plenty of cold water or lemon juice and vinegar, it could reduce the phytic acid. Stone fruits like plums, things that have stones in them, as well as dried fruits, those give you gas as well. Again, they help you poop. Spices could sometimes do that as well. Sometimes it irritates the digestive system, and they think it could release stomach acid, which could cause irritation to your gut. Chewing gum is big for giving you gas. One is you swallow air, but also some of the chemicals in the gum. So what ends up happening is you start to chew, and the body's like, wait a second, food's coming, and the food doesn't come. And your body's all ready, and then you start to get hungry, and then there's air and et cetera. Salt. Salt increases water retention. So you never want to add extra salt to your food because salt's bad for your heart and blood pressure, et cetera, and then now it can make you bloated. Diet Cola is very bubbly and very fizzy. So carbonated sodas are really bad. Not to mention, I think a lot of the artificial sweeteners give you gas as well. So sorbitol and stuff, those things I think can mess with your bowel because, again, it's not natural. Your body doesn't know what the heck to do with it. Now, they say if you want, drink some water flavored with lemon, lime, or cucumber, or try some peppermint tea. That's a soothing beverage. Peppermint tea. Can't stand tea, but you know what? As long as I don't toot, I'll be happy. Oh, there we go. They say avoid sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners can do it as well. Dairy. Many times we lack the enzyme lactase, which breaks down lactose. So a lot of people will have lactose intolerance, and they sit there and because of the dairy. Now, there are lactate tablets that help you digest lactase or help you digest lactose. So you could use those. I would tell you not to avoid dairy altogether because, I mean, dairy is healthy for you. But, you know, from your calcium intake, and it helps your bones. But listen, if it's going to mess up your bowel, many of you have to be away from it. And then I think one of the biggest thing and the most common reason why a lot of us are bloated are the refined carbohydrates. These refined carbohydrates like cookies and pasta, etc., have a higher glycemic index. And apparently you have more glucose to break down. And they may have wheat. That could also be a problem for people with IBS. A lot of them have gluten. Many of us cannot break down gluten like we need to. So the FODMAP diet, which I've talked about on the show before, wheat is one of the grains excluded on there. And it's because we want to reduce the amount of fermentation that happens in the digestive system. So we'll talk about FODMAPs later on this month. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.